Hello, namaste everyone. This is Lily, the founder of Nature's Blessings. Welcome to Cosmic Vibes. Welcome to the spirit world. Today's show is about aligning chakras or energy centers with foods. Most of you probably know what chakras are, but for ones that don't really know what chakras are, let me explain a little bit what they are. First of all, they are subtle centers of energy in the energetic system, and they are not physical organs. In Sanskrit language, they are called wheels. There are 7 main chakras, starting from the base of the spine up to the top of the head, the crown chakra. So when energy flows beautifully in all 7 major chakras, then your entire physical body is healthy, and your spiritual, your emotional bodies are also healthy. Spiritual problems, mental, emotional issues can block the chakras, and the energy flow is restricted, and then can cause diseases, illnesses, problems in general in physical body. So there are many ways to align and open and awaken those 7 main centers, and one of them is energy healing, to align and balance those energy centers. The other one is through drumming. Drumming have a very high vibration that can really open and awaken your chakras. Another one is yoga, which is very powerful. Meditation and visualization of awakening and working through energy centers to balance them. Another method of aligning those chakras is through gemstones and crystals, or organ chakra balancers. Organ is another term for life force. In my work with people, what I notice is that, you know, people are aware of chakras, working with them, balancing with different methodologies, but are not really aware of aligning those chakras with foods. And the thing is that foods share a particular color with those chakras and also carry that vibration that can really balance these energy centers. So it is really, really important to feed and also nourish your chakras with appropriate and wholesome and organic foods. So when one of your chakras is out of alignment, you might want to look into the foods you eat, or of course the foods you don't eat, or some foods that you overeat. So just think about. You might want to look into eating foods for all 7 chakras in order to have them all in balance and harmony with each other. The thing is, if one chakra is out of balance, it can throw other off balance. Okay, let's start with the root chakra, your first chakra, which is located at the base of your spine, and its color is red, and it's responsible with your safety, your protection. It promotes trust, and it has to do with grounding, with earthing. If this chakra is misaligned or blocked, you might feel spacey, you might be frustrated, you might feel anxiety, you might be afraid of things, you might feel insecure, and you know, it's also related with weight problems. Immune system and the skin are associated with the root chakra, as well as your legs, lower back, and the hips. Now, when this chakra is awakened and balanced, then we feel stable, we feel grounded, earthed, we really feel empowered, not only our beings, but we also can help empower other people by just being grounded, rooted in our own center. Now, the foods that are associated with, or they carry the energy of this chakra, are foods that are rich in protein, like all kinds of meats, if you are a meat eater, eggs, beans, or even soy products, also peanut butter, and root vegetables, or everything that's red. For example, red color foods like apples, tomatoes, red bell peppers, cayenne pepper, and also the spices that are red, like paprika. Second chakra, or your sacral center, or your sexual center, location is lower abdomen, is below your navel, and the color is orange. This is not only the center of sexuality, but also sensuality and creativity and also emotions. I met quite a few people that ignored this particular chakra because it's the sexual chakra. But the thing is, it's also related to creativity. So creativity is very important. Colors for these chakras, of course, orange colors like carrots, oranges, tangerines, and also all tropical fruits. And if you eat fish, the salmon, wild-caught salmon, is also a great food for this chakra. Other foods, honey, melons, walnuts, for spices, paprika, in particular sweet paprika, sesame seeds, and cinnamon. Third chakra, solar plexus chakra. And this is a good one because it's the power of your core. It's your personal power, it's your willpower. And it's not the power over something, it's just the internal, your wisdom power. It really defines your personality and also self-esteem. Its color is yellow and is related to digestive system. If this chakra is out of balance, one might feel powerless or tired, fatigue. So, foods for this chakra, of course, are yellow color foods. All grains and granolas like pastas, bread, rice, all kinds of rices. All carbohydrates. Also dairy like cheese, milk, yogurt. And for spices, chamomile is, of course, yellow. And turmeric. Turmeric is a very, very powerful spice for the solar plexus chakra. And another powerful one is actually ginger. Also corn, yellow bell pepper, yellow lentils. Just in general, yellow foods. Moving on to the fourth chakra, your heart chakra. The center of love, compassion, emotional wisdom, kindness. I think it's one of the most important chakra because a lot of people that I work with have this chakra, in particular this one, totally unbalanced. It's very easy to actually get this chakra out of balance when you suffer due to any kind of pain, especially grief. Grief is it's a very powerful unbalancing emotion. Fear also. Balancing this chakra starts with self-love, because if you cannot love yourself, you cannot love anyone else. The heart chakra is the bridge or connection between the upper energy centers and lower energy centers. So suffering really closes the heart. Being afraid of letting go, being afraid of getting hurt and feeling unworthy can really lead to physical illnesses like heart problems, like any kind of like high blood pressure or even heart attack. And also insomnia, that's another one. And the organs related to the fourth chakra, to the heart chakra, is of course the heart, the physical heart, the circulatory system, your shoulders and upper back, and also your lungs. Now, foods for your heart chakra are, of course, green leafy vegetable, like spinach, chard, kale, cabbage, zucchini, celery, broccoli. Lime is a good one, and it has such a great taste when you put it in your smoothies. Also, any kind of green teas, and all the spices that are green, of course, like parsley, cilantro, dill, basil, sage. So anything that's green in color and in particular raw foods are good for the heart energy center. Oh my God, I forgot avocado. How can I? It's not only one of the powerful fruit on earth. I mean, well, it is, but it's alkaline. It's the most alkaline food. Okay. So what else? Avocado, but also cucumbers also are very alkaline and great for the heart center. Fifth chakra. It's the throat chakra. And a healthy throat chakra will help you communicate easily, will help you to speak the truth with authenticity, will help you to express yourself and your emotion and your thoughts and your feelings really, really well. Of course, it's located at the throat, and the parts of the body that are associated with this chakra is, of course, your throat, your mouth with your tongue and your lips, of course, your nose, ears, and thyroid gland. And it's also responsible with the functions of swallowing, of breathing, smelling, and chewing. Foods associated with these chakras are liquids in general, all kinds of fruit juices, all kinds of teas, like herbal teas, water, kiwi fruits, grapefruit, lemons, or any other fruits in general, apples, peaches, apricots, and so on. And for spices, the salt is the one that is associated with this chakra. Okay, sixth chakra, or the brow chakra, or the third eye chakra. Its location is at the forehead, right in between the eyebrows. And the color associated with this chakra is indigo color, and is associated with your physical vision as well as your psychic vision, your intuition. Now, if this chakra is misaligned, it can lead to the tension in your eyes or even headaches. Another thing is, if it's overly open, it can really lead to spiritual arrogance. It is a very powerful chakra, and it really needs to be kept in balance. It is responsible for hormone function, and the foods that carry the vibration of these chakras are in general dark color, blue color fruits like blueberries, blackberries, raspberries. And the herb is lavender. Oh, I love this one. It's just beautiful. Not only to eat it, but also to burn it and inhale that energy of lavender. It's so powerful for the third eye. Another spice is mugwort. And you might be laughing at this, but coffee, it's a great food for the third eye. Even chocolate and red wine. But you know what? Take it easy with those. But in general, all purple-red foods are great for your third eye. Crown chakra, the seventh chakra. Its color is violet-white, and it has to do with your spiritual nature. It has to do with your connection with spirituality, with God, with your inner wisdom, with your higher self. And it's located at the top of the head, where the babies breathe. It's that soft spot on baby's head. And the crown chakra is associated with the pineal gland. Now, what are the healing foods for this chakra? Well, this chakra is more associated with your spirit rather than the form, rather than the matter. So it has to do more with detoxing, with purifying rather than ingesting foods. So it's got to do more with fasting, for example, or using more spiritual practices, like using sage, smudging herbs, or using candles or incense. It's more related to the air element, basically. More related to the energy that comes from the source, energy that comes from sun. And it's considered a love center, like the heart center. What I suggest, and actually strongly suggest, is to bless your foods before you eat them. And not only the food, but the source of the food. If it's an animal, then bless that animal. If it's a plant or a vegetable, just bless that. And even people that brought that food on the table. So, these are the foods for the main seven chakras. And if you want happy and healthy chakras, if you want happy you and healthy you, then eat happy foods, healthy foods. So, I hope you really enjoy the show today. And again, this is Lily with Nature's Blessings, wishing you a lot of joy and happiness in your energy field and your energy centers. Bye for now. Namaste.